Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bombshell. Folks, never forget how they lie to us, how they lied to us. This comes from the office of Senator Rand Paul, but it's no less powerful. You know how, I know how, they censor you if you say things like, "Sure looks like the COVID virus came from the Wuhan lab." Yeah, I got one of my three strikes on my first lost YouTube channel because of that. Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was in 2020, one of my first strikes. I eventually lost that channel for, it turns out, saying true things.
Yeah, well, we can't have that, Tara.
Yeah, and then I put another post up on Facebook. They shut me down there for a while. I went to Facebook jail for a while for seeing... you know, it sure looks like it came from the Wuhan lab and spread faster than we thought. Yeah. Facebook took it down. We now know Mark Zuckerberg said the Biden administration would call and scream at them and make them take down true things. And when they refused, launch criminal investigations against them. So we now know why that happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the shocking part. The deep state, we now know, absolute fact, knew from the beginning, no doubts, that COVID came out of the Wuhan lab. Like, what kind of beginning are we talking about? Oh, January of 2020 when it began to spread.
Yeah.
Wow, so they were never, like, confused. Mm-mm. No, no. Well, what about the CIA, the FBI, the reports that they put out saying things like you could not know where it came from? Fake. Didn't they put those reports out for years? Yes. Didn't they use them to justify censorship? Why, yes, they did. Were they all lying? Yes, they did. Now, here's the question. Here's the question. Why? Why lie? Here's what we just discovered. UNC professor Ralph Barrick, who was very familiar with the Wuhan lab on account of he was doing research in partnership with the Wuhan lab, both in Wuhan and at UNC Chapel Hill. He was working with the famous bat lady. Was called to testify in a classified setting before members of the CIA, FBI, sort of members of our intelligence community back in 2020. Seeing as he'd know if it came out of the Wuhan lab. Heck, he helped them create it. Should I mention, I'm sorry, millions of people are dead?
Mm, yeah.
Why is he not in prison? Don't know. Anyway, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill virologist Dr. Ralph Barrick warned the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, so that's that fusion center, FBI, CIA, NSA, all of them, during a closed-door presentation around January 29th, 2020, that the Wuhan lab, which was conducting risky gain-of-function experiments with his help on bat viruses, including on COVID-19, had accidentally released the virus into the human population. Oops! Oops. Well, what happened after that? Well, we know because we FOIA'd Fauci's calendar. He met with Anthony Fauci and like that, he started saying, well, there's no evidence. It did probably came from the wet market. But he told the deep state the exact opposite thing. This is the office of the director of national intelligence. That's Tulsi Gabbard's office. It's basically a fusion center where all of the intel comes together, classified information. Barrick's presentation, which the Washington Free Beacon in a major coup just obtained from a whistleblower, went beyond mere speculation. Considered one of the world's foremost experts on coronaviruses, Barrick experimented with coronaviruses in 2015 with the Wuhan Institute of Virology's top researcher, Shi Zheng Li. Okay, let me fix that sentence because we've really got to stop doing this. Wuhan Institute of Virology, no, that's what we call it in the West. It is the chief bioweapons lab of the People's Liberation Army of China. It is a military facility. Stop calling it that. What were we doing in a military facility?
Yes, thank you. That's the question I will never get an answer to, direct answer or an honest answer. Why were Americans at a Chinese military bioweapons center?
And if we were, by the way, with funding of $52 million from the Pentagon, no one has ever been debriefed on that in public to Congress. No one has ever been called to Congress. We call Fauci all the time, right? We trot him around like the Gimp from Pulp Fiction, one of my favorite movies. And 6 million from Fauci, no big deal. I want to know about who sent the 52 million to the Wuhan lab from the Pentagon. Cause see, like, their only job is to defeat our biggest enemy on earth, the Chinese, not fund bioweapons that kill millions of Americans. By the way, remember a similar donation, 52 million. There we go again. By USAID was spent to pay those scientists to go deep into those bat caves and extract COVID. And then in the notes from USAID, they say, wow, you know, we really didn't fund a secondary plan to make sure that it was safely contained. Sorry. So let's ask ourselves this question, because things are getting very homicidal here by our government. Let's ask ourselves this question. Okay, Barrick goes before the intelligence community, basically ODNI office. That's, again, CIA, FBI, it's all of them, NSA. And confesses, essentially, yeah, it came out of the Wuhan lab. I was developing viruses there. That's where it came from. We know this from day one. An honest set of actors would have acted on the American people's behalf, right? Would have investigated it. I think charge is absolutely necessary, but they wouldn't have lied to the American people. Why would you lie to the American people about it? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you send the FBI in? Because remember, the top three things they censored for on social media, origins of COVID. Why? Why would you censor that? Why don't you just tell us the truth? Why would you lie? Why would you put out multiple reports, FBI, CIA, State Department lying about this, claiming we can't know or it didn't come from there? Why? Because they're all covering up something, Lee.
Yeah, it's a cover up.
Now, why are they covering it up? What stake do they have that they would lie to you and censor me? Me, just me personally, little old me, I don't even get the worst of it, across multiple platforms. Censor RFK for saying these things.
Yeah.
Censor the world's foremost virologists, including from Stanford University and Johns Hopkins, who said these things. Why would you do that? You get the answer to that question, and we're really going to understand what our government is.
Yeah. I'm not sure that answer is ever going to be revealed, Taron, because I think it would reveal something that I think that too many people either don't want to admit or don't want to even think about when it comes to governance on this planet.
I just personally would like to know whose side the Pentagon was on here, ours or Chinese. I mean, remember, millions of people are dead, including over a million Americans, and that's by the actual estimates, not the fake ones, where they faked half the deaths on their death certificates. In other words, died with COVID instead of. Now, listen to this part. Barrick, during his private briefing for the intelligence community, again, in January of 2020, even downplayed the theory that a Wuhan wet market was responsible for the outbreak, noting that most of the first known cases of COVID had no exposure to the market. He insisted it came out of the lab where he had been himself doing COVID experiments since 2015. So, but when he went and gave testimony to Congress, he removed those slides, flipped his story and said, it came from the wet market.
I wonder if the New York Times or Washington Post were doing an investigation about this, they might win a Pulitzer.
I'll tell you who won't. Washington Free Beacon, who just broke this. This is a bombshell. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff you should win a Pulitzer for.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I want. We don't have it, and I can't believe it. If I could ask Rand Paul one question, he keeps hauling Fauci in front of committees, which is fine. Why have you never sent a subpoena to the Pentagon? Why? Mm-hmm. What about the people at USAID who were pumping money into the People's Liberation Army bioweapons lab?
That's what.
Who are they? What are they? Where's the subpoena for them?
That is the one thing that just sticks in my craw about the whole thing. Why was U.S. Defense Department money going to a Chinese bioweapons lab? Because that's what happened. I mean, am I missing something here, Tara?
No, you're not.
That's exactly what was happening. Department of Defense funds were being funneled to a Chinese Communist Party bioweapons lab.
Yeah, but why? I don't know. And are those people still inside the Pentagon? Are they on America's side or China's?
My question now is, are elements of the U.S. defense industry Defense Department, Department of War, whatever you want to call it, or are other federal agencies still working behind the scenes covertly with the Communist Chinese in other areas?
I don't see why not. That China's at a minimum got compromise on them just because they did this. Now, remember John Ratcliffe, who's now the head of the CIA, when he was the head of the he had Tulsi Gabbard's old position. So he saw all of that classified data. And he wrote an opinion piece in The Wall Street Journal and testified before Congress behind closed doors that a shocking amount of people were on the Chinese payroll. And that was in Congress, in our defense agencies, on Wall Street, in these biotech companies, that a shocking number were either on the Chinese payroll or Chinese had compromise on them. We have the intel to prove this. Unfortunately, those hearings where he testified are classified, so we can't see them. But he did write the Wall Street Journal piece on it. So what do we got? Compromised generals? They answer to China? I don't know, folks. But if I get the sense all of this is still in place, and you got to wonder what these people are capable of. That's what scares me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all ever read Revelation? How the World Will End? It's kind of scary. I actually did it recently. Long story why, I was part of an assignment. And you know what it reminds me of? It's what I was thinking of yesterday. As I read this, this is a headline, hotair.com. We're up to 6 cases of Chinese researchers, I put that in air quotes, smuggling bioweapons into America. And it's a surprisingly thorough set of bioweapons. Wait, 6? Yeah, we just got 3 more. It's not stopping. Despite all the headlines, what, like a week and a half ago? Ah, look at Trump and China coming together. It's so great. Yeah, they're trying to kill us when they're not signing deals with us. How many Chinese researchers are smuggling dangerous materials into the U.S.? Who knows? But the answer is that at least 6 have been arrested this year. All associated with the University of Michigan laboratory. So what they were doing, they had multiple teams in case one got caught, others were. Smuggling what? 2 things. Weaponized ringworm, where if this truly got into the animal population, think meat, we'd have to slaughter a lot of the herds in America. The flocks, the herds, all of it. No, we could just eat grain. No, not really. No, weaponized blights, great stuff. If you're a gardener, you ever had blight on something? I always end up with blight on my tomato plants. Yeah, and then what happens to those tomato plants? They don't really produce anymore. Yeah, well, that's natural blight. This stuff is Frankenblight. So if you get even a dusting of it on your food, wanna know what the side effects include? Liver shutdown, neurological damage, reproductive disorders, and death. Sent by the Chinese this year. So we just caught 3 more. 3 more. Chinese national scholars on visas, of course, from the University of Michigan Laboratory. Gordon Chang, he's Chinese, he's been trying to save the American people with little success, is warning what this was. And again, it just broke yesterday. They got three more. We caught them as they were trying to sneak out of the country.
We have seen at the University of Michigan now this year, two incidents of Chinese trying to bring in genetically modified pathogens. Those were dangerous to our food supply. This is a biological weapons attack. These were weapons of mass destruction. This was an attack on the United States. And unfortunately, the Chinese nationals are only going to get light sentences. And matter of fact, one of them from June was actually removed from the U.S. after she pled guilty. We should be sending these people to Guantanamo because these are enemy combatants.
I told my daughter this story yesterday. She wants to learn Chinese next. She said, they should be executed. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like China would do to us if we did this to them. We got caught inside their country with something that could wipe out their entire agricultural base. Mass starvation. It's just, I'm reading about this. I'm like, wow, this sounds a lot like Revelation. That'll probably work out okay. Remember earlier this year when we caught the first set of them? And they really humiliated with us because we were literally huddling with them. There was a lot of headlines of Scott Bessent and Donald Trump and all these people negotiating with China. And literally we're catching one of the earlier sets with these very homicidal pathogens. They're literally smuggling while we're negotiating. Here's Gordon Chang on the Chinese visa situation. Essentially, explaining, if we want to live, we need to kick out the 270,000 Chinese visa students instead of doubling the number of visas as Trump has proposed.
Why is this University of Michigan campus still allowed to do this? Like, there should be federal repercussions for any university that has this kind of lax system in place. Am I missing something? Well, or I don't want to be unfair here, but to me, this seems ludicrous.
Yes. The problem here, I think, is that there are so many universities that have been penetrated that have these networks of Chinese nationals. So although it's the University of Michigan that has seen these arrests, I think we see these networks at so many other universities. So the FBI right now is just overwhelmed. Our law enforcement is overwhelmed by Chinese nationals. And until we can get this problem under control, we need to start removing these dangerous elements from our society.
The Chinese must just sit around and laugh. We're trying to kill them over and over. And they just shrug their shoulders and invite more of us into the house.
When you consider that in 2024, there were 277,000 Chinese nationals in our school, 13% is a big number. And it's especially a big number if you double that, as President Trump had talked about.
13% are spies. And those are the ones, understand, stealing. They're all STEM. Nobody bothers to send poetry and English majors. They're all STEM majors. They're stealing our stuff. They take positions, especially PhD research positions, that these kids end up on visas at these institutions, government grants, and working with U.S. companies. They steal it and then they take it back. We've caught multiple of those in recent months, too. And Trump's talking about doubling it.
But now, is it the case that the administration is thinking about upping those numbers to 600,000 Chinese students? Am I getting that right?
You're getting that right because President Trump himself said it. And you're absolutely right, Laura. I mean, this issue here is that we are not educating Americans. American educational institutions, their only goal should be getting Americans ready.
Yeah,
for the
okay, but here's the problem. If that blight got out, that ringworm got out, got into our agricultural sector, you're talking about collapse of the agricultural sector, starvation, probably hunger at a minimum, and mass death from the blight. Death, neurological damage, reproductive damage, people with collapsed, liver function, destroyed livers. And we're just like, hey, you want a kind of trade deal? Folks, when you read what these things would do, it sounds a lot like Revelation. And folks, I mean, I don't want to make it up. It's just the two things I've been reading this week. And I don't mean to conflate them, but they're trying to kill us. Why is this not obvious to more people? They are not our friends. Folks, I think it happened during George Floyd. Democrats bizarrely fell in love with criminals and crime and gangs and anybody associated with crimes. They can't get enough of criminals. Forget letting them out of prison and letting them walk among us. That's just, you know, for starters. Dropped my daughter's jaw yesterday. We're taking a walk and I told her, you know, the biggest group of people who supported Mamdani after he said prisons were obsolete, after he promised many, many times to defund the police, was women. Women 18 to 29, 84% of the vote went to him. She said, are they crazy? Do they want to be raped? I'm like, what? I don't, yeah, maybe subconsciously. Mm-hmm. That's what I told her. Something wrong with him. Maybe subconsciously, yeah. They're Democrats, so you got to put that asterisk there. 50% of Democrat women confessed in the most recent Gallup poll to having at least one diagnosed mental illness. So you do have to weigh that too. I mean, they literally have a diagnosed mental illness. But folks, there is a trend we are going to begin to point out on this show. The love of criminals, criminality, and violence. If you want, you go see more of this. If you're running for office as a Democrat and you want to get a leg up, the way to do that is to announce you are in fact a criminal or to participate in criminal activity. The evidence of it is everywhere. Headline, UK Daily Mail, real life horror. As progressives elect convicted killer as council member of Maine town that inspired Stephen King's It. Angela Walker, who served 10 years in prison for manslaughter, was elected as a Bangor council member on Tuesday. In 2003, she and her brother pleaded guilty to killing a Canadian tourist in the old Orchard Beach, Maine area. Conflict allegedly arose, we don't know, because the tourist is dead. This is her version of why she killed him. After the tourist, Rogers, called Walker a slur for Native American women. Rogers was then essentially bloodied, battered, and beaten to death. What finished him off was the sand shoved down his throat until he suffocated. She held his mouth shut, put this, you know, work like that over his nose and mouth after she packed him full of sand. He was passed out at that point. She called 911 that. No, she's a Democrat. Silly. A fisherman later discovered his dead body. Walker's past also includes drug addiction and homelessness, which made her even more attractive to the Democrat voting base. But it was really the murder that clinched it for her. It helped her win the election. Let me repeat that. It helped her win the election. But that's just one example this morning. That's just one. Here's another one, headline. Oregon lawmaker tries to disrupt ICE arresting cartel members at stash house near elementary school. Folks, Trende Aragua fled Chicago, violently took over a apartment complex, as they do, you know, threatened to kill the owner. You know how that goes. And they were running a high-stakes raid where they have to spring upon the cartel members because they could get killed. These are violent Trende Aragua members. And you have a Democrat state legislator warning them, tipping them off. He gets news that this raid is coming, tips off Trende Aragua. We had to send in SWAT teams. This is how dangerous this was to raid this. I mean, it's Trende Aragua. Send in SWAT teams. He's tipping them off online and saying they should just leave the cartel there because there's an elementary school right down the road that had to be locked down. Folks, they were moving guns and drugs into the community. They got them, by the way. You do this as a Democrat? Yeah, you probably win a congressional race. Then, folks, did you see what happened in St. Paul? Woman running there, long shot for mayor. And she's, you know, they have a very popular mayor there. She didn't have much of a chance in the Democrat primary. But she was an illegal immigrant. She announces, it went viral on X, that she's an illegal immigrant, that her family had committed basically immigration fraud, listed one member of family instead of another member of family who was a citizen. So it would look like, anyway, long story. And she just confesses, you know, she's a member of the legislature. Oh, hey, by the way, yeah, I'm an illegal immigrant. We committed fraud in order to get our, you know, she did become naturalized, but she came here illegally and wouldn't have qualified for it. And she said, yeah, I've been a legal immigrant for years. Insta-fame. Beats a sitting Democrat mayor who, unfortunately, is a natural-born American who is, of course, not then preferred. This is just the last news cycle, folks. This is dangerous. Dangerous. Do you see this one? And they're learning this. You're going to see a lot more of this. That if you come out and vow assassination, talk favorably about assassination, which is, of course, a crime, that enhances your political career. Here we go. Headline, a furry who celebrated Charlie Kirk's assassination and said the U.S. deserved 9/11 is running for Congress in Michigan. Sam Smeltzer, watch him. Watch him. He'll win. Also known as Elon Badger. He identifies as a badger. And a Democrat, of course. Told the Free Beacon he is campaigning on taxing the rich, healthcare, fighting for furries, and that he is pro-assassination. Folks, this is not going to slow him down. Not going to slow him down at all. This is dangerous, folks. Yeah, so I'm driving through my neighborhood. I don't know if you've noticed this or if this is going on in your neighborhood. Christmas lights? Really? Christmas lights. Yeah, I had neighbors, and this year a significant number of them, for the first time, go straight from Halloween to Christmas. And I kind of went, huh. And then I saw this. You know, it's November 7th, so, you know, is it too early to put up your Christmas decorations? Traditionally, the answer has been no. I mean, when I was a kid, that would have been weird. You would have been the only one in the neighborhood. But we're living in a very non-traditional world these days. New poll found people now think that putting them up before Thanksgiving is totally fine. 55% said okay, it's okay. 33% said unacceptable, and 12% don't know what planet they're on. So a third think you should hold off another 2 weeks, but two-thirds say, hey, it's a free country, you do you. So heck, why not? Now, maybe you're going to do all the, you know, I guess if you're going to do all the work to put them up, might as well get the maximum number of weeks. I'm not there yet. I'm still want to enjoy Thanksgiving and get into that mood. But, yeah, I don't know. By the way, how hard is it out there? We had some just absolutely devastating jobs news, and it's getting buried in a lot of other big stories, but the media will be back around to it. Just disaster job numbers for October. Layoffs. And folks, this is normally the time of year where they hire. Grimmest warning yet for America's workers as layoffs soar to 22-year high as firms break long-held taboo about firing. Yeah, and these numbers are massive. 153,000 layoffs for October. That is the biggest recorded since the dot-com bust. So this is, like I said, getting buried right now, but it will be back. People will be talking about it. And what is causing this? Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is deliberately tanking the economy to hurt Republicans in the midterms. Not the first time I've said that. Not even the 15th time I've said that. I've been warning about it all year. And first, the fool claimed the job market was overheated. It was too hot. So he couldn't lower rates. Then after destroying the job market, that everybody knew the job market was never hot, he moved on to claiming Trump's tariffs would cause inflation. So he couldn't lower rates or not lower them much, as much as they should be lowered. Yeah. Well, when that ended up being fake, and it's now clear he's wrong on that too. Powell is just now stubbornly keeping rates too high out of spite. He's an economic hitman. So we now, folks, we now have every agency weaponized against Republicans, against Donald Trump, and deliberate destruction of the economy to help Democrats. This is where, because we're going to get to the point where you can't invest in this country as a foreigner anymore. You can't. It's too crazy. It's like some third world hellhole where you just don't know what the communist bureaucrats are going to do. But do you want to know why Jerome Powell is refusing to lower rates as much as he should? Do you realize every point that rates get lowered, every full point's a million jobs? That's the real reason.
This matters because lower rates spark growth. By one estimate, each point of rate cuts is worth almost a million jobs. But lower rates also spark future inflation. The inflation, however, usually takes a year or two to show up, meaning the jobs are here today for the midterm election, say, but the inflation may not appear until the next president, in case you are curious why presidents always want lower rates.
That's Professor Doctor's PhD in economics, Peter St. Onge, explaining why the economic arsonist Jerome Powell is refusing to lower rates. He now has no justification for not doing it. He's just taking the economy down. These poor businesses can't get the rates they need on short-term, long-term loans. They're paralyzed. All of it so it could be blamed on Donald Trump. Folks, it's going to get wild out there. This, by the way, as a third of Americans now have a side hustle just to pay their bills.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.